Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. The primary election was yesterday. Before a single vote was cast at the polls, almost 4,990 county voters had turned in their early ballots. 3,941 people voted at the elections office and 1,049 were dropped off or mailed into the elections office. The News Record reports early ballots cast this year far outweigh the primary in 2020 when 3,902 people voted early. All told, the final unofficial results show 12,428 ballots cast across all 37 precincts, which is set a new record. The Campbell County man who pleaded guilty to stealing from the Gillette Little League has been sentenced. Rory Geis was given a suspended 4 to 6 year sentence with a 30-day split sentence to be served in jail and will include 5 years supervised probation and restitution to the Little League. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.
Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. During a 30-minute public comment session at the meeting of the Land Board last week, several members of the 4-H and agriculture communities voiced their opinion on the Campbell County Fair's schedule change due to the International Pathfinders Camporee in 2024. According to the News Record, concerns over the kids' ability to participate in both the National Rodeo and the fair and less time to get their livestock up to competition status was expressed. Also, there was some consternation over the public not being notified before the schedule was changed. The search for the next general manager of Camplex continues, with over 60 people submitting for the position. Candidates must be vetted, and then the Land Board will review their applications. The Land Board has also been in contact with two management firms regarding the position. The board will meet at the end of the month to review the pool of vetted applicants together. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.